Gonna grind off the Masechta is getting off your test. Begin the Manal, begin the test, Masechta, begin the Gemara. The Yai, the Yusa, which our Mishnah went through, what you could write a get with all these things, and the Gemara went through to explain what are these items. The first one was the Yai, is the Yusa, it's this black ink. Now, I remember in Tame says that Yai Shalonu, the ink that we have, who called it? This is what's called, what we're translating in the Mishnah of the Yai. Meaning, not the one that's made from gold nuts. That's not called Yai. And the proof is Mentonim Kanina. Kanina taught the Kasub of Meitari of Afatsa Kasha. If you write with Meitari or Afatsa, which is the one from Golna Juice, it's Mikasha. Mashim, it sounds like the Lav Hanid Yai. It's not ink. Why? Because Leitani Elahana is Leitani Masin. Because what are they teaching in the Brahis? Only what wasn't taught in the Mishnah. And we already said this in the Mishnah, so obviously, that Afatsa is not Yai. Or the Samach, and shortly the Parchad of Babo, the Omar that he says, B'mei Milan. He says that regarding the karayim, the holes that you have to do for the Eden that don't know how to sign, so you have to write it first and they write over, but you can't write because then it's ksabaka biksabas. He says, no problem, you write with Mei Milan. So on that, the Gemara has Mebchanina, you see from Mebchanina that he holds that Afat is kosher for writing, so you can't use that, it'll be ksabaka biksab. So it says, Amayla per miyad mesnitin. What do you mean? Why don't you ask from the Yair of the Mishnah, which is made from Afatzim? Obviously the reason why that we're not is because obviously that the Yai in the Mishnah that we say is considered sub is not from Afatzim. But moreover, says Rabbeinu Tam, that the Besefer Torah boid Yai. Besefer Torah has to have ink, what's called Yai. Can I mean by boid, like the Mordechai says, Shabbos, Afkot, Gimel, and Beis, that Kassel Shabbat Yai, you go nice, that if you write it without ink, so then you have to bury it, you have to put it away. In the Sefer Torah, that's going on the Halacha Sefer Torah, I can imagine by coming to like it sounds like the Gemara of the Lama Rabba and Beis. Now, Behechen, because of in the Yerushal Afatzim, now how would you be able to write with ink of Afatzim if you hold that it's considered ink, Al Klav Shal Sefer Torah, Shuhum Upetz, which is also used, processed with Golnut juice, because Va'in Meilin like Abayim Meilin. You can't use Golnut on top of Golnuts. Obviously, that Sefer Torah, that Nizgili, is now Upetz, again, another proof that our Yoy is not the one that's made from of the school nuts. Now, void medactic Rabbeinu Tam. This Rabbeinu Tam was medactic. Mahadamin Perek Beit Nida. It says in Nida Chof Marav that Rabbami polikurta di Yusa. So we want to see the Maris of Dam, which is black, is also considered as one of the shades of red. So you crack open a chunk of ink, about can be check. Now, says Rabbeinu Tam, Hanid Yerushalayim. That's obviously, like we're saying, our ink, Shehu Yavish, which is dry, B'shayach Lema by Pelikorta. And you could say that you could crack off a piece, which is obviously not like that of the, in this case of Afatzim, because Afatzim is not a solid. V'odom Aperek B'amimad Likin, this is in Shabbos of Chav Gimel, Menav Kol HaSrafim Yefim L'Diyay, that all the Srafim are good for ink. U'Sraf Ketef Yefim Kulan, the Sraf of Ketef, which is a type of a plant is better than them all. Hu sraf lav hayne gumi. That sraf is not gumi, which is a thicker type of a substance, because the indirect loss is gumi, because no, you don't put gumi, it'll be dyoy shal afatzim, only in the ink of afatzim, and we're saying that our ink is not from afatzim. Rather, Rabbeinu Tam says that the sraf hu lachluchis. It's actually a moisture of klipas eitz from the peel of the tree. Shoisim men the dyoy shalom that we make our ink. As we find the Lashon Gemara, Zu Sifa Matzli, the Perikam of the Nidid of Yerim and Beitz. So, what does that mean regarding this woman that her seraph is common? Then, Lachluchas Tam Shavish, it's referring to the moisture of blood by the woman. So, you see, it's terminology of moisture. Perikal Shon Gemara, Psach Navlam Tazman Alv, Yerik Mar Yeshle Saraf. We said that the bitter herb has Saraf, Yerik Ein Lagumi. But it can't be that it means because a vegetable doesn't have Gumi. El Lachluchas, only moisture. So again, that's another raya, and the teich kach is Rabbeinu Tam. If Rabbeinu Tam says it's forbidden, lichtav sefer Torah b'dyoy shel afatzim, because like we said, you need yoy, and afatzim is not considered yoy. Now, mash perikal gives it this sounds like the Gemara Shabbos Dafkav Tesa Tkav Tesa Vav Beis Lachol Svarim loyboid yoy that all sefer Torah all from don't need ink chutz meMegillah except Megillah. So that says that's Parashat Perikal Kisvi. I explained over there, and in Perikal Kisvi the Masal Megillah. That's specifically regarding saving it, is what we call it. But in general, it does need to be invisible there. Next is must have been the words of the Gemara. What's kankantum? So now the Gemara says is how to do ishkabi. So Pishbuk and Jurassic explains, what's this? It's adderment. And Ubishiko Dukton Libraiso, Pirish Nami becontra to adderment. Says Feinira, that doesn't seem to be correct. Because Lightan Libraiso, we're not saying the Raiso, Hanak Lutan Lasinda, we didn't say in the Mishnah. We already said, can't count them, which you tell me is the same thing. So memory the re says actually the shikhur who adamant, but kakantam who commercial pressure bin the shmo bevin dafu yogimoment alf, the karki your joika. It's actually this green ground, shakur and vigil blas. Baruch, he's loyza, he says that the translation is vitriol loy. Remain tam nami perish be tikkun sefer Torah, sha'asa adamant, is mutu losal techadjoy, the kolam according to that. When the love hand kakantam is not kakantam, which the ikleman the asa pekam the even those that say in the first pekam that would be forbidden. So it's not the same thing according to them. Then says Ibn Tami bin is a mesetz is needed of chavim alaf tnami lo nimishna shachar kecheres mfarish and the Gemara explains that in the chart to do ishkapi. Now the ilu vidraloi yiruki hi kischuches, it's actually green like glass. Bashim kach neka vidraloi. So how can you say that that's what kankantem is, which is this Charta de Ushkapi, but the thing is, the Gemara says over there that that's black, and this is green. Bisham says what you could say is Kesh Mesakin Oisa Losa Tehadjoy, when you prepare it to put inside the ink, then it becomes black, even though it starts off green, so it's not a contradiction. Next test, Master Bigan the Gemara, Diaga Bidjoy Potter. Ink on top of ink, on Shabbos, you'd be Potter. Because it's not considered like you wrote anything, it was already there beforehand. So it's 37 to 1, because the Achamash Menasug, it sounds like the Diyal Gabijay, if you just put ink on top of ink, you write the same letters over with the same type of ink, like Klum Holin Shabbos, it's like you didn't do anything regarding Shabbos. What did you get? Same regarding the laws of get. But then some of the Shabbos, I think more strongly compares to regarding the laws of Shabbos. That it's also, you didn't do anything. Amash like Mandapalag, it sounds like no one disagrees, because no one disagrees here in our Sugya. Yeah, come on, Amina, and later on the Prophet Menalv, the Gemara tells us, Kasav Shalodashmav, someone wrote it not for its sake. Revel of Kolmas Lishma. Then you pass by the quello bread again for its sake. But Machlech should be Revan. Because Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is considered as writing, as we find by the Sefer Torah, the name Yehuda. So you see that it is considered as writing. But moreover, Devach, Hamas, and Kolkaman, he comes out later on, definitely, Rabban, Moyd, Gabi, Gad, Abba, Kasha, and even Rabban, agree, but again, it's going to be Kasha. So how do we resolve that here no one, we don't see anyone that says that Ksaba, Gabba, Sab is a Ksaba? So Vayim ben Yitzchak, he says, well, come on, Vadai, you know, most definitely later on, when you originally wrote it, it was not for its sake. Ksava Shein said Lishma, and the second one was Lishma. Chashim Ksav Rabbi Yehuda, you're right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be considered as a writing, because you introduce something new of Lishma. L'Ravacha ben Ravacha, Afilo L'Rabban L'Chashim Ksav Gabi Get. Even according to Rabban, it would be considered as a writing we're going to get. Avalacha, but it'll be here, Sheik Sav Sheinin, the second klub, the second writing is not doing anything. Just writing over the same thing again. But Rabbi Yehuda might be agreed the lechashem ksav that would not be considered as writing. Perk abundik gemara shabbos that we've dalman based on that we learn the mishnah ksav gab ksav potter writing the burning be potter. But Rabbi Chizda says oh must like Rabbi Yehuda because he holds ksav gab ksav is a ksav, which shows the bother by question which he's saying loy look. I mean the gemara did not want to say wait a second kshein ksav shein misakin klum. Why can't he be talking about that? The second writing is not introducing something new. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda might think something like we just said, because even Rabbi Yehuda holds it not considered as a writing. So this is no. Bishom, the Masnin Mashmalay, because the Mishnah, this sounds like the Bechalin and Pater, and in all situations to be part of a Ksav Get, or Yisei Batera, Shlashma, Vefla Bishabis, Komas Lashma, which according to Yehuda would be considered as a writing. Lachimok and Kerban, therefore, they said it's like Rabban. But, says this, Avarach, Abbi Yaakov, it cannot be talking about all situations. Though, but get, because in get, the Rabbanu might have accept. He holds even according to Rabbanu, it is considered as a writing. So, the day I was in the according to me, right, the Mishnah could even be like, but since you're not fixing anything around the second writing, therefore it's not going to be considered as a ksav, even according to Yehuda. So, if you do, some say that you're going to be chayiv, because, well, it depends on which case it is, but if you do the black ink on top of the red ink, so one is writing, and then you're also erasing the low one. Now, to address the question, to be chayiv, it has to be a constructive act, and erasing is a destructive act. So, but you know, it's considered writing, erasing on the condition of writing. Because we presume that when you're erasing it, it's with the intention of writing the black ink on top of it. Now, makakula hava, and it's not considered a destructive act because that like siba azayis. Because on this writing, take siba al yinu rishum and nikatve, the upper end is going to be a more recognizable imprint. Mishim ha'isa tachtan al madav, you only have the low one. And therefore, you're going to have a liability of meichik because you have the it's not considered destructive because it's adding something and therefore it's considered as a constructive by adding on the by doing this act of erasing.